The torrential rainstorm that caused the Kickapoo River to leave its banks was the worst flood Gay's Mills had seen in more than 25 years. Gary Holtz's furniture store was already teetering on the economic brink when the flood hit. Holtz lost more than $60,000 in merchandise, forcing him to close his doors for good.
My business is all but dead. The flood was just kind of a blessing. All of a sudden, it did what I couldn't do.
Holtz's effort to get help from the Small Business Association failed. The agency turned down his loan application. The town's natural food co-op on Main Street had better luck. Aaron Martin says the floodwaters surrounded the building but didn't do any damage, and a consortium of co-ops in the area donated money to cover the cost of food that was ruined in the freezers when the power went out.
We're lucky in that we do know that when all else fails, we probably have got some help there that few other businesses are going to be lucky enough to have, unless they happen to be a co-op.
The town has already decided to tear down four damaged houses most vulnerable to future floods and prohibit rebuilding there. Downtown grocery store owner Steve Mickelson serves on a special committee planning for future floods. He says they've rejected a proposal to relocate the downtown like the neighboring city of Soldiers Grove did following a flood several years ago.
They're out of the floodway, but they don't really have a main street anymore. It's just a bunch of buildings in one area. And I think it's important to keep your main street.
The town's vision committee will hold a day-long brainstorming session in February to decide what to do the next time the storm clouds inspire the Kickapoo to flow through the town. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.